This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
How's it going, folks? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things that make you say the thing in the title. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
How you guys doing? I'm doing pretty bad.
you can see.
Your voice has that, like, it has that gritty Tom Waits.
That's what it's like. That's what I like.
Quality to it. That's what I'm today.
Like. It's a romantic, you know.
Why is that, Patrick?
Wow. You know. Put it on the. Kath's all about, like, calling out today. We had some trouble getting to the podcast, and Kath loved to just publicly be like, "Where are you guys?" on Twitter. Meanwhile, we're in a text chat with you, telling you updates on where we are.
I would like to...
public shaming is a very effective tool to get people to change their behavior.
Refer to me being accurately roasted as a witch hunt. That's what I believe what the popular thing is to do. This is a witch hunt, in that I am a witch, and I should be hunted. So I think that's totally... No, I was at a friend's house in the burbs in Connecticut last night, and everyone else is grown up and owns homes and has kids and stuff, and I woke up with the lights on yesterday on the couch. So
on the couch of your parents' house?
No, in my apartment. This is yesterday.
You woke up with the lights on the couch that you own.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Lights you are paying for.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm trying to. Yeah. I didn't mean to shame you.
Yeah,
I just
rationalize
wanted...
this whole thing. Now. We yeah.
When but I go home and when I visit home, sometimes I like go hang out with like either DC Comics or like a bunch of people I knew from high school or whatever. I've done a couple of those. Like my big one was falling asleep in like the big armchair in my living room, watching
best.
Food Network in like boxers with cheese, a box of Cheez-Its.
That's good.
And then, like, one time I, like, came home super drunk and I wanted to eat. And then, like, I thought I did a pretty good job. But the next morning, my mom was like, what did you do last night? I was like, came home, had a snack, went to bed. She's like, there are potato chips everywhere. Like, I was just dumping them into my mouth.
Did you have to fight off a gremlin or something? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, he was hidden in the bag and I threw him everywhere.
Here's a fun detail. When I woke up yesterday, I had The Raid. The Raid is on the Starz app now. It's a great action movie.
Great.
If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. But I had it queued up, but I like apparently it was like almost made it, didn't hit play. Like it was like the info screen. So that gives you a little insight into kind of where I was at.
That's the equivalent of like the DVD menu looping over and over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just like a 14-second long like, version of the theme song.
Couldn't get it done. Like got almost all the way there, like remote out, and then just fell out of my hand, and that was the end of me.
Yeah.
My
other favorite one was the one time that I. This is just hangover hour. This is just now Eli and Patty. I woke up, I woke up in my bed and whatever, and I reached over and I opened my nightstand, and I just had a cheesesteak in my drawer of my nightstand, like wrapped up, like for tomorrow, buddy.
That just shows an impressive amount of foresight.
Yeah, I respect
more than anything.
I respect that move.
But I also was like, I was on schedule to get here on time, and I was having a nice.
It's fine.
Hour early. I got a mocha from Blue Stove. It's a great pie and coffee place. And then I went through this like literally like out of a Christmas blockbuster comedy. Like I'm like on the train, then all of a sudden they're like, actually, we're not making any stops. So I had to get out in Times Square. And if you don't live in New York, being on a train and then unexpectedly having to get out of Times Square is like when like in a movie, like if a spaceship crashes and you're on the most hostile alien planet that you could ever end up on. And then I get into Times Square and I'm like, all right, gotta run.
It's exactly like a Star Trek episode where you go through like the holodeck thing.
Yeah.
Like, transport. It's exactly that.
Yeah. And then I come up, and then there's like, I mean, I respect the cause, but there is this massive Free Tibet protest going on that I'm now in the middle of. And it feels like I'm like Jason Bourne trying to lose people, where I'm just like pushing through these protesters.
Eli is actually anti-Tibet. That's
Tibet. Tibet is an enemy of the pod. Made me late.
Very important to qualify that. Oh, by the way, I just want to say I respect Tibet, but also their protest sucks.
Do I understand most of the conflict? No, sir.
I believe what I'm told to believe. Okay, yeah. That's
whatever the right one is. I'm all for it.
I was in New Orleans once, and I was with my friend Joe, who's a comic. We were there for a comedy festival, and we had like the day. And we were trying to get to the casino, and there was a Veterans Day parade going on that was preventing us from getting to the casino. And my friend Joe was, like, legitimately pissed off at veterans. Like, was, like, upset at the concept of Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service, but also get out of the way.
Yeah.
Parades are a fucking traffic nightmare.
No one likes parades.
You don't have to... It doesn't mean you hate the cause. It's just, like... Wow, like this is so inconvenient. I mean, I guess that's the point of it, to draw awareness, but also, you know, at least have like a little elevated walkway over the protest.
Yeah, it's like if you're, sorry, are you inconvenienced? Well, guess what it's like living in Tibet, pal.
I would describe living in Tibet as wildly inconvenient, incredibly inconvenient. Yeah. Unless you love fermented yak butter, it is very inconvenient.
Look, I want to live in a first world country and be wildly ignorant of the struggles of the rest of the world.
And not have my path impeded to record my podcast.
Yeah. Yep. Look, I understand there's a lot of conflict there, but I was 10 minutes late to something.
What's everyone's problem? Come on.
Get it together.
Gee whiz.
Yeah. Also, the elevated platform in Vegas runs. when I was in Vegas for Chase's bachelor party, a friend Chase, we out of nowhere were like in Vegas and we're trying to walk across this elevated platform, and out of nowhere the entire elevated platform is swarmed by bees. And like all of a sudden there's just these like everyone's drunk with like novelty sunglasses on it, and they're just like screaming and running from a swarm of bees.
I wish that would happen in Times Square.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Just unleash some bees in Times Square.
That's like Andy Samberg has that great joke about like knowing if somebody really lives in New York or not is judging their response to someone suggesting like Times Square being attacked, because anyone who lives here is like, fine, like whatever. Like you could, if something happened in Times Square, like top like 10 people who actually live here would be injured. Yeah, and it would just be like the population of Idaho would drop. And
it would
like
be people that are in line to get a salad at Chopped from their office. It would not be anyone who's
people
actually
come
there.
Visit New York and they're like, woo, Chopped.
So look, I'm buying a $14
Chopped
sandwich here.
Yeah.
Chopped, I will not hear any Chopped slander on this
it's
podcast.
It's salad. I mean, it's all the salad places are good. It's not difficult.
There's a place near me.
Take
there's
that, Chopped.
Wow.
I'm taking on Tibet. I'm taking
Do
on
Do better,
Chopped.
Chopped.
Wow.
No, they're doing fine. It's just...
Doesn't Chopped still ask you, like, do you want your salad chopped? It's like, yeah. Look at the name of the place.
They all pause a beat before they say it. Do you want your salad chopped?
But just salad also doesn't just have salads. So
yeah, it's messed up. They
trust?
Have, like, warm bowls.
They
like,
have simmers.
This is not just salad, okay? This is false advertising, and I will... Yeah, that's...
unacceptable.
Yeah, ooh. I mean, all those places are, like, they're not... amazing restaurants. They function and operate on their like, hey, do you work in an office and functionally need to eat today and you don't want to?
I think Chopped is better than that.
Really?
Yeah,
you're a real Chopped stan here.
I like Chopped. I like those salad places. I think they're good.
Would you bring like
I'm a
someone who is visiting New York to Chopped?
No, I'm not.
And that's what it is.
Well,
it's a functional...
it's not a restaurant. That's not, you don't sit there and eat. Nobody eats in there. You eat at your desk.
But I would take, if someone visited, I would go to Five Guys with them, but I don't think I'd go to
I
a
wouldn't.
Chopped.
I'd bring them to Shake Shack.
Yeah.
That's a Shake Shack bull.
let's get this.
I'm going to go to Shake Shack
road.
After this.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, here we go, folks.
Number five.
Okay, so number five is, speaking of terrible cities full of assholes like New York, this story is about San Francisco. There is a startup happening in San Francisco. Can you believe this, folks? There's
what?
A startup in San Francisco.
The first one.
The tech thing in San Francisco?
It's a
Jeepers, creepers.
It's a queer-focused co-working and event space called, wait for it, Yes! That is the name of it.
There was not enough vocal fry in that. It's got to be
Yes! Yes! So it's called, yeah. Well, like, that's the thing is, how are you supposed to say it? You can't just say yes. Like you can't be like, I'm going to Yes. You have to be like, I'm going to Yes. So
oh man.
So it's like WeWork.
Yeah, it's like WeWork, but like. Yeah.
So it's like that thing WeWork. It's like that thing that already exists.
It's WeWork, but spelled W E R K. That's the difference.
Yeah. It's WeWork, bitch. That's what it's called.
Yeah. But it's like, so not only does it sound
We slay queen.
How many A's? How many S's? Is there an official?
It's ass with a Y in front of it. It's one A, two S's.
That's weird. What a vandalism opportunity.
I feel like you gotta have at least two A's. That's weird. Otherwise, you're just saying ass.
You're saying yes.
The whole building. It's like a community space too, right?
It's weird because it's sort of described as a co-working space, and then as an event space, and then as like a social club. Like you have to pay to be a member. First of all, this is dumb. But second of all, it's extremely dumb because number one, Peter Thiel's venture capital firm is funding it.
Famously good guy, Peter Thiel. Guy that we all respect.
Is it Thiel? It's not Thiel?
I think it's Thiel.
Great color, bad guy. Literal vampire, Peter Thiel.
Yeah, actual vampire.
Man who uses other people's blood.
I can't, like...
Allegedly. I don't know. I feel like Patty's making a lawyer face.
No, I'm not. That's just my I want to be dead face.
Patty's going to die.
Unrelated to what's happening.
Don't Leslie Jones everywhere. It's about Leslie Jones almost throwing up on SNL.
Topical.
Yeah.
So, yes, also, the other thing is, not only is it funded by Peter Thiel... Just who always reminds me of that James Adomian bit about how the best villains are gay. Effeminate gay villain is always like a classic like trope. But also it's in The Mission, which is like a like previously like gay and Latino neighborhood that has been totally gentrified by startups. And now instead of like they closed all the actual gay clubs and now you just have to go to Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which sucks.
They replaced. It's like if they shut down the Stonewall Inn and they're like, and then they just opened up Yes or whatever it was, where they're like, no, this is a new. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you have to pay $150 to get in and it's for work. That's the other thing is like, they're like, oh, we want to make like a community space that's not a club or like whatever, and it's like, yeah, but it's now it's just a co-working space.
I can't imagine.
What if Soho House was worse?
Yeah.
I can't imagine anything except just a foosball table. That's what when anyone says community space, I think of a foosball table.
They have like one Nerf gun, which makes no sense because you only have one. It's like, well, this way you can just shoot somebody who can't defend themselves.
Yeah. I think of like the worst coffee ever in mismatched mugs.
Dude, WeWork has good ass water though. They have that water with like cucumbers and orange in it. It's good as fuck. Shelby's nodding. It's pretty good. I also love that like Peter Thiel is exemplar of the fact that it's like, if you're rich enough, like part of just like how much money does, where it's like, am I at a oppressed minority? Yes, but I am also so rich that I just decided to oppress the other people. We're all just saying, like, you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you have enough money, it just turns you back. You can buy your way out of being oppressed.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the ultimate example of what we're looking at, like, in a, like, dystopian future of... It's like return to feudalism where it's like everyone has to pledge their fealty to some billionaire.
Yeah.
So like, boy, I sure hope there's a good billionaire out there because otherwise we got the Robert Mercer. We got
That's how like some people think of like Elon Musk.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's, like, they're
he
like,
likes Rick and Morty, so he's good or whatever.
I want to see a headline that's like
Jeff Bezos.
Some headline that's like Peter Thiel is like revolutionizing evil. You know,
he really
like,
is.
The new face of evil billionaires.
Yeah, he has
they're gay, they're sassy, like some shit like
that.
Yeah,
like one of those
They've
articles.
They've seen Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
One of those articles that they write about like the fashionable alt-right people, and it's like the changing face, but it's just evil. Changing face of evil.
The new evil. He's Generation Z.
He's building a laser to write Trump on the moon.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully...
No, it's like, I feel like this is such a formulaic joke, but it's like a death ray, but it's like solar powered and renewable like that, you know.
Isn't that his whole thing? Is like, doesn't he want to build like walled cities in the ocean?
He's a seasteading guy.
Floating islands. He's fucking shape it like a skull. You're done. This is a James Bond movie.
It's your fortress. He really is like just a comic book classic.
Yeah.
Classic villain.
It's fucked up that does he have an accent? Because he should. It should be him running like the side of his hand down James Bond face. James Bond be like, a shame to lose such a pretty face. And then he fucking kills him.
Every time I think of him, I just think of him steepling his fingers. Like, yeah. That's like the only, I can just, like, Mr. Burns style. Like, yeah. That's all I can think about.
Yeah, I mean, he's always watching a laser slowly move up into someone's crotch.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
He has a fucking landfill full of manicurists he's had murdered for fucking up his nails.
And he killed...
If anyone on Earth has, like, a trap door in their office that sends people down a chute when he presses a button, it's totally...
It's the Lauer button. It's the Lauer button.
You know how,
for a trap door.
You know how,
lock door.
You know how we're going to take down Peter Thiel? I'm going to go undercover as a blood boy and... give him my fucked up awful blood instead of like some very healthy guy. He's like, ugh, I feel like I've been mistreating my body for years.
Hey,
like,
Mr. Gotcha. Teal, you want some of his blood?
Oh.
A blood honey pot. That's what it is.
This is like, this is like Peter Thiel being like, I'm opening up the first like clinic to give blood to underprivileged children, to give healthy blood. Oh my God!
Healthy human white male blood. Yeah. That's what we need.
The primest of prime.
Just, his basement is just fucking like tubs of saline solution with 100 Peter Thiels with stubs of limbs growing out of them.
It's like it's like the end of The Prestige. It's like all the it's all of him in a bunch of tanks.
Yeah, The Prestige is about Peter Thiel. That's so funny that, like, do you think that those, because remember The Prestige came out at the same time as The Illusionist.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I still can't totally remember which one's which. One has Hugh Jackman in it. And
that's
the other,
a Prestige.
That's Prestige. It's Christopher Nolan.
And then the other one, Illusionist, which one has David Bowie as Tesla?
That's in Prestige also. Illusionist is Ed Norton and Jessica Biel, I want to say.
Yeah,
it's
and that's
very
when
forgettable.
He screws the light bulbs into the ground, they light up, and then that's a thing.
That's Tesla.
That's
yeah.
Tesla.
No, that's The Illusionist.
Well, then they're more similar than I
Wait,
thought.
Wait, The Illusionist?
I have never seen The Illusionist.
Hold on. The Illusionist is also about Tesla, though?
No, it's
okay,
not.
Okay, then I don't think they're... Okay, anyway.
The Illusionist, I believe the twist is that it's like he actually just does magic.
Yeah,
that's
he's just
the big
a magician.
Twist. Like, all right, that's not really... But The Prestige has like a...
He's
there's
like
at least
Percy
a...
Jackson.
Who's Percy Jackson?
Percy? It's that bad movie. It's like one of these like young adult books. That it's like Percy Jackson and the Thunder Stealers or something. And Alexander Daddario's in it
Google.
And some other dude. Yeah, but I just love... That's my impression of like an Upper West Side Jewish mom that... Oh, that Percy Jackson. I can't... Oh.
It's basically
when he steals the thunder? Oh.
It's basically Percy. The book the kid talks about in Michael Clayton when he gets...
Yeah.
When he gets Tom Wilkinson all riled up about it. Call to... Or whatever. Something like
that's
that.
So late. Like, stop calling movies just the name of someone in the movie because it's confusing. I don't like it.
Thank
like
you.
That. And like Ray Donovan. That's not a movie, but it's like, I don't fucking know who Ray Donovan is.
What
well,
is?
Just, you might as well just call it Liev Schreiber and then just have a big picture of Liev Schreiber. I don't know what the fucking...
I would respect that truth in advertising.
Eli is anti-Ray Donovan now.
I'm anti-everything now. I'm a iconoclast. Oh, man. That's I can't tell the story from when I used to work customer service, and it was the fucking worst, and I had to deal with like these, actually, out of San Francisco, super entitled people, because it was delivery service, and they'd give us these ridiculous... And this one, like, lady was like... we, like, brought her groceries... And she was like, the expiration dates on this yogurt aren't far enough out. And she wanted a refund on everything and like caused a big thing. And then when I looked at her Twitter, I won't say what it is, obviously, but her Twitter like handle
Drag
had it. Iconoclast in it. And I'm like, you're not an iconoclast. You're a fucking asshole. You're just a dickhead. You're not breaking up the
society. I mean, I don't think anyone who I would consider an iconoclast would put it in their Twitter bio.
Yeah, because
like
you're not on Twitter. Yeah.
You're negating the purpose.
It's a pretty good asshole move, though, to think that everyone hates you and your takeaway is, well, it's because I'm such an iconic guy.
Yeah,
well,
that's, I'm revolutionary.
It's the equivalent of somebody who's just like,
I'm like
look,
I'm
pretty
I'm like
honest.
Che Guevara.
People are going to love me or they're going to hate me. Anyone says people who love me or hate me, most people hate you.
You're like you're like a human frat t-shirt.
Yeah.
Loved, hated, but never ignored, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you're going to love me or you're going to hate me. It's like everyone hates
like,
you, and
hate
you have two friends that endure you because you have like a history together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's too uncomfortable to break up with friends. That's the only reason that you have those people.
Yeah, we don't have like an established model for that in our society. And I think that's too bad because I feel like most people I know are saddled with relationships they wish they could end.
Kath is ready to cut ties.
I don't get that like... like, this is, I feel like this should come out with just me just being like on the spectrum or something. I was like, I don't understand that relationship thing of like when people are getting into relationships that they don't think are going to be super long term. Like, what is it just like loneliness? Like, what, like, if you were getting anything like, this is going to be over in 6 months, why even enter that?
Because life is boring and long.
Nah, man, get some video games. Those shit's cool. There we go.
Get some model
some
trains.
Monsters, bitch.
Just get a model train or watch some elevator videos on YouTube.
You're trying to find some companionship. I'm fucking in space. Shooting guns.
Number four.
Okay. Hey, it's me. What's up? Sup, fam? So number four is someone sent this to me on Twitter, and I couldn't find the tweet, so I can't give you credit, but whoever you are, you're great. This is another installment in YouTubers are awful shit people. And this is about a YouTuber named Jay Swingler, also known
as... Sup, guys? It's Jay Swing.
Sup. Yeah, it's... He can't even abbreviate. He's so mad that he can't abbreviate his name further.
Sorry, guys.
It's just Swing.
I know it's been a while since I've done a vid.
Ooh, yeah. Head over to Swingler, Swagler, Jay Swagler at BigCartel.com and pick up the t-shirt that says, I fucked my girlfriend a lot or whatever.
Hey, you subscribed yet? Make sure you hit that subscribe button below. Click the bell to make sure you get alerts.
Yeah, so...
make your parents buy this awful t-shirt.
Yeah, so he does... This guy does videos under the name TGF Bro, and this is part of that...
The good friend bro.
Yeah, the good friends bro. It's Mr. Rogers.
a young fratty Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, it's just when Mr. Rogers used to do... you know, YouTube videos of him eating ghost peppers. That's how you got to start.
I'm just imagining, like, the Mr. Rogers, like, sweater vest, but the sleeves are all cut off like a friend.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers as the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what this guy is. He's one of this, like, these, like, categories of YouTube stars that, in their head, believe they're entertainers, but... Just the videos are just them like, how much watermelon can I eat before I fucking throw up? Like, that's like,
it's like
what
the
it is.
The dude in American Vandal. Like,
oh,
have
I didn't
seen
see
that?
That.
It's really good. You should watch it.
I hear that, but it's also like, everything's like an hour long. I got time.
What are you doing, man? You're just playing video games.
I'm playing video games.
I got video games to play, guys.
Also, oh man. Dude, the new Wolfenstein is so fucking great. It's so batshit insane. Like, I don't want to... So if you don't want to play it or whatever, like, hit the, like, skip 15 seconds ahead. There's a part where you get your head cut off, and that's not the end of the game. You keep going. You just sew your head onto another body. Anyways, this is what but that's like, I don't, why do these people think, like, they're going around being like, oh, I'm a YouTube comedian, I'm a video producer. You are literally a sideshow act. This is no different from the man who could eat nails at the carnival.
Right. You're the kid eating worms at recess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, like, a significant amount of those people do make money.
Yeah.
I feel like you do it because you think you can make money that way and you have no other skills, yeah. Which, like, I sort of respect. I sort of respect acknowledging that about yourself, being like, well, I'm kind of talentless, but, like, I have a square jaw and I will eat spicy food like, fine.
I respect the grift as long as it's open.
Yeah. But the people are like, oh, we got to get an influencer. We got to cast an influencer. It's like, you, this guy who's eating worms is putting him... Like, it's fucking, you know...
Get the worm guy on the phone.
Oh, yeah, the new TV show.
He has a lot of influence, the worm guy.
Actually, no, he doesn't respond to calls. Just send him an Instagram DM.
Yeah, he doesn't answer
his phone. DM the worm guy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and they go like, oh, this is the new lab tech on NCIS or whatever, and they cut over, and it's a guy who's, like, wearing a collared shirt for the first time in his life. He's like, oh, yeah. So, you know, it's very, very, very dumb.
Anyway, Jay Swingler.
Excuse me. They're doing some bullshit called like they're doing some, it's like an advent calendar, but of them like being idiots. And
the examples they gave in that article are so homoerotic and weird of the pranks. Like,
it's like, yo, I kiss my bro. Yeah. Prank.
There's
who
one
dares
where...
me to suck my bro off?
There's one where they like...
Blow my friend prank.
Go. What's up, guys? Jay Swingler here. Gonna do the blow my friend challenge. Just gonna suck off my friend. Spit it into a bucket and snort it.
It's like that, like... that, like, those, the like title screen that they do where it's like super graphically designed and colorful and stuff. Yes. And it just says like insane blowjob prank. And it's them like doing the, yeah.
I can't stop imagining at the end of that video, just him with a mouthful of cum, just being like, all right, guys, make sure to, make sure to like or subscribe.
Hey, by the way, this makes you gay, not me. Yeah. You're the gay guy now. You're gay.
So anyways, their latest video, their idea was that they were going to, I mean, I don't even know what they were trying to do. They were trying to make a mold of his head.
Sure.
They were trying to encase his head in cement.
Well, yeah, but they're trying to make a mold of it. So they used this stuff called polyfilla, which is like a spackling paste. It's not exactly cement. So I don't know why they didn't have like a bucket, but what they decided to do is they just filled a microwave with it. And then gave him a breathing tube.
You guys know when you like run, you don't have a container big enough, you just take the microwave out of the wall and use that?
Yeah, you know how a microwave has the same capacity as like most containers?
Yeah.
And but you just really have nothing else to use?
Hey, should we like go to Home Depot or Lowe's or something and just get a bucket? Nah, man, we'll just use the microwave.
Yeah. I can't wait to do it. Yeah, it's sponsored by fucking General Electric, so it sticks his head in my grave. Anyway, so he does this, he puts his head into it. And the thing is that a lot of these things that you make casts of and make molds of, they as they set, they expand. So that happened here. As it set, it expanded, and he got his head stuck in a fucking microwave.
Well, the problem was, like, it expanded around the breathing tube, and then he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, it compressed, and it's knowing this, these dudes, it's probably, like, one of those red and white striped straws. It's a fucking crazy straw.
That was definitely
straw.
What I was imagining.
Yeah. So anyways, it starts swelling, and he gets his head stuck in the microwave, and he is having trouble breathing. And so they have to call the fire department, who comes and like chips his head out of this microwave.
Wait, what? You're still, wait, hang on. What are you saying? He's stuck in his head stuck in the microwave.
The TGF bro is stuck in the microwave.
There's cement in. Hang on.
Don't you have a container?
I'm just trying to wrap my head around what's going on here. So he's stuck in the microwave. His head's in the microwave, and there's cement around his head. And what was this? What were you doing? Why were you doing this? Like, please don't make us explain this. Just please come save my friend.
And so they come, they chip him out, and then they're like, to their credit, I think more people should do this and stop acting like the fire department that did it. They kind of tweeted out from their account, they're like, hey, this could have, if there was a serious emergency happening at the same time as this, you could have really, this is not something that we use our resources for. So the guy got called out for like using, you know, he's using public money to get his head chipped out of a fucking microwave.
And then like 800 and then 800 girls dragged the fire department, I assume, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like,
he's just trying to make a video for us. It's fun.
Well, they of course this is how this YouTube shit goes. He does this, he almost dies, and then, you know, the next day there's a vlog up called like I almost died.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, just really appreciating life even more.
I'm so glad I lived to prank another day.
And as I was looking
at it, would have been great if he died, because it would have been like I have a thing where, like, I don't want to ever find myself in a situation where, like, if I die, people are just, like, if it ever makes the papers, people are like, you know, like, yeah, I don't think it's, you know, that's not surprising. like, I'm thinking, like, the perfect example is, like, anybody who takes one of those, like, Uber choppers, like, the Blade to, like, the Hamptons or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, if one of those goes down, nobody's sad other than those friends, right? It's like, yeah, well, fuck those people, right?
Yeah.
So, like... I'm imagining, like, that's, like, the true fear. It's not that you're dying. It's bad that you're dying. You know, there's something, you know, there's probably no afterlife. You're having, like, a whole thing. And you're like, also, I'm going to get owned forever.
We're a Christian cast here.
Also, I'm going to get owned forever. People are going to laugh at me. They're going to laugh at me dying.
Yeah, well, it's just like, it's like the Darwin Awards, except instead of being a book that you read later, you can just watch someone die on YouTube, on fucking Lively. You can be like, well, that was pretty stupid.
Making my mom cry. Prank.
Yeah.
There is like a whole genre of prank videos that are just cruelty.
Well, there's
just
that guy. Straight up cruelty. There's that guy who got like CPS, like almost took the kids. Like, none of this is illegal, but like stop doing this.
Yeah. Stop emotionally torturing your family. Yeah, like there's like the one where he pretended his kid exploded in an ATV or something.
Well, those people got their kids taken away.
Good.
There was another guy, like, YouTube took his channel down, and it was something where, like, the whole channel was, like, him fucking with his kids. And it's like, hey, man, maybe, like, do something else with your time. Like, what like, what yeah. is this?
Like you know, and
like teach
kids.
Them to read.
And the cops like went and investigated, and they were like, look, there's no law against any of what's going on here, but fucking knock it off, you weird creep. Like that's almost worse than if he'd broken a law. Yeah. It's like, we don't know how to deal with this, but we think you should stop doing
stop
it.
Stop fucking Jamie Kennedy you're, experimenting your kids.
You're abusing your kids. The way you abuse your kids is so next level, we haven't even made laws
right.
about it yet.
Yeah, imagine
it's,
that.
It's ahead of its time, child abuse-wise. Yeah,
that traumatized kid at 50, alone in a bar, just sipping bourbon, being like, yeah, when I was six, my dad filled my bottle, or not bottle, like, my dad filled my lunchbox with cinnamon. yeah, and anyways, when I was looking up the story to double-check the details for this, I saw that apparently Jay Swing, has like had a response to people being like, this is very dumb and you wasted public funds and you wasted the fire department's time. And it was something like, Jay Swing like claps back. And
oh,
it's like,
God.
Oh. And you know what?
I pay my taxes.
No, he doesn't.
he almost certainly does not.
Yeah, just can we get like just a fucking wide scale audit of every YouTube personality? Because none of them can be paying taxes on any of this. They don't know what taxes
they actually
are.
Also, they all set up SEP IRAs, so they're actually saving money for the future.
I don't even know what that is, but I don't have any money, so it's fine. Anyways, that's it. RIP Jay Swingler.
It would have been cool if he died. Too bad.
Yeah. We're going to get attacked.
We would have had, if he died, the conversation would have been the exact same tone. Nobody would have been sad.
How would you feel if that was your son? I would feel very embarrassed.
I would have hated him for years at this point, right? Hey, my
Be
son
relief.
Fucking sucks. I hate him.
Finally, my son is getting called out publicly in the way I have done privately his entire life.
Just if that was my son, I'd be like, wow, I guess cell phones really do affect sperm, and he ruined it. And
I'm picturing his
cooked my jizz, and yeah. now
his dad is just the dad, the dad from the Wonder Years, just like super stoic, like I don't know, like, using his computer stuff, and his kid's like, "Hey, Dad, I'm on. Yeah, check this out. I'm like the number 10 YouTube video," and he's like, "I wish you were gay." Like I don't know, like I would take anything. I would take it. What's the most painful thing you can imagine stereotypically? I wish it was that instead of this.
I can't wait until these kids have like fucking like CTE or like. Bad like bad knees from doing backflips on Vine when they were 20.
Yeah, let's get them.
Yeah, got them.
So we'll check back in 20 years.
Episode 9 million of this podcast. Yeah.
We got them, folks.
Number 3.
All right, so number 3 there was a great like absurdly full of detail article about President Deals, the man into President Ratings, President Crowd Size, whatever
Cheeto
you want to call him.
Chief. The carrot in the rose garden.
I call him Cheetolini.
The carrot in the rose garden. I forgot about that one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I call
Emperor
him,
Tang.
I call
the
him.
The real Stranger Things.
I only. Yeah.
the Demogorgon in Chief.
Yeah. I call him 45 because I don't like to say his name.
Right.
I don't know if you guys know that.
I want to give him power.
TR asterisk MP.
I'm part of the hashtag resistance. Oh, actually, did you
also
guys
love that stupid, you know, people that graphic people use all the time that's like, it's supposed to be like a swastika with the kind of like,
yeah, the 45
I don't know what to call
out.
It, except the Ghostbusters cross out on it. But but like they change it to say 45. I'm like, you could just leave it a swastika. Why did you change
still...
it? It's like...
Well, because you can't sell T-shirts with swastikas on them.
Do you remember, like, I remember when I was, like, in high school, and, like, I was, like, involved in, like, sort of the punk scene, and people had those, like, anti-swastika, like, buttons and stuff, and I was like, yeah, no shit, those are dumb. Like, of course we're all anti-Nazi. And then now it's like, oh, no, you actually, like, that's actually a statement again.
Well, wasn't
it's like,
it
when
like...
will Tide come out against Nazis?
Exactly.
That was, like, skinhead shit, though, right?
Yeah, well, like, yeah, but, like, it was, like, a punk thing to have, like, a... anti-racist like a crossed out swastika. And it was like it was originally to have like some differentiation between like racist skinheads and non-racist skinheads, but there weren't any racist skinheads where I lived. It was just like no shit, you're against Nazis.
The skinheads we had were very accepting and welcoming guys.
Very
they
kind
were just fashion skinheads.
Yeah, very kind.
That's a real thing though.
They like boots. Did you guys do the Spotify? I don't know if you guys have Spotify. I assume most people have Spotify. Did you guys like do like the end of the year summary thing?
Yeah, I like those things.
Yeah, they're fun.
Like...
Yeah, my top song was because I just am living an existence that's like completely poisoned by irony. My top song of 2017 was Fight Song.
What's Fight Song?
The Hillary Clinton,
campaign song.
How many times do you listen to that?
I've never heard it. Apparently many times. I had it on my like karaoke list to like prepare to do it at karaoke, but I never actually did it.
That's so grim.
Yeah. It's a good bit. Matt Crispin did it in D.C. when they were there for the inauguration, apparently. That's a pretty good bit. But yeah, so that was my number one. So that's kind of where I'm at, I guess, in terms of what I listen. Even what I, when no one else knows what's going on, it's a bit. My life is a bit, apparently, which is cool.
Karaoke bits are fun.
Yeah.
I like a good karaoke bit.
My my songs were normal, but my, because I listen to Spotify to sleep, so I have like sleep play, like I use their sleep playlist, and I always forget to put Private Session. So my top five artists, the first four were just like Norwegian ambient artists, and then the fifth one was Mastodon. So it was like, ah, your favorite artist this year was, of course, like the ambient music of August Wilhelmsson, you know. And there was like a long time where, because it was the first song on some sleep playlist, Spotify thought my like extreme shit was a song from the Bicentennial Man soundtrack. It was like, you love that Bicentennial Man soundtrack.
That, I forgot about the like private browse. I remember I was like super militant about that when Spotify first came out, like the private browsing thing, because like there was this weird push that seems to have been kind of abandoned now to make like music social.
Because they
thought it was like a way to make, I assume, make the service stickier or something. Where it's like, well, you see what your friends are doing. Like, no, this, I don't need to fucking have, I don't want to broadcast, you know, like if I wanted to do that, I would tell people. I don't need to.
I'm of two minds. First of all, I agree, like, it's weird to make it completely external and like a social thing. However, also, you shouldn't be embarrassed about what you listen to. It doesn't matter.
Right.
There's no such thing as a guilty pleasure. You like what you like. If you think something's good, you think it's good. It doesn't matter why.
This is
Therefore, my thesis statement to this is that you love Fight Song.
Yeah.
Just accept it.
I mean, the Facebook thing's one thing, but I genuinely enjoy the little sidebar. It tells you what your friends are listening to. Because there's like...
It is fun.
Like,
it's good for discoverability.
Yeah.
For
I'll be like, oh, if one of my friends like... Like, my friend Joey listens to a lot of, like, good metal, and so sometimes I'll be like, oh, that, and if he's listening to something, I'll check it out.
Classic.
And, like,
Joey.
I've also had, like, friends or people I knew from Twitter that I didn't know that well, and I'd see them listening to, like, a song or album that I really love, and then I'd be like, oh, dude, I didn't know that you liked... I mean, I guess it's kind of creepy. I don't know. But...
Well, so this,
what were we talking
this
about?
Article, yeah. While you were talking, I was like, hang on, we never even got to the thing, because we just did the riff on, like, the what we call Trump, and then... So there's an article about... our favorite guy, America's favorite guy, and it's just about...
That's what we should elect.
Yeah.
Democracy's over, except for we elect a figurehead position of America's favorite guy.
Yeah. It's about who you want to have a beer with.
So it's details about his... The headline is, Inside Trump's Hour-by-Hour Battle for Self-Preservation. And it's got multiple reporters, and obviously immediately, because it's all anonymous sources from inside the White House... Everybody who has a stake in protecting and making Trump seem like a serious man is like, well, we know what anonymous sources are worth or whatever. So that's fine.
Except weirdly, I was surprised Lindsey Graham is on record in the article just being like, yep, he's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I mean,
take it from me, another total weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a normal man. Hello. So it is weirdly, I mean, it's relatable, but you don't want the president to be relatable. I've always thought that way, where it's like the whole like have a beer thing. It's like, look.
Yeah, I want him to
he's
be
the fucking president. I don't want him to be just a guy. Like, you know, like, I want him to be like somebody who has a higher sort of calling and a higher, you know, existence.
I understand why people want him to be relatable in character. I don't think anyone wants him to be relatable in behavior, which is the problem of this Donald Trump article.
So what it is we've confirmed now in writing in the paper of record that he just watches Fox and Friends and then gets mad and posts tweets and watches Morning Joe.
He watches eight hours of TV a day.
He watches 8 hours of cable news, and he reacts like a child when he sees his own name and gets happy and sees like in a way, this is a 70-year-old man. Like, this is like very disturbing that he's
71.
Like 71.
There's so many weird details about, like, there's one that says like he struggles to start working before 9:30 a.m.
Which is related. Which is relatable.
It's relatable. But he also wakes up at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. Which is like, I don't start working at 9:30 in the morning, but I also like to get up at 5:30 to fuck around for four hours.
He's got the old guy thing where they just wake up early, like for some reason.
Yeah. He putters. He just putters.
Yeah.
And then they're like, he sleeps 5 to 6 hours a night, which is not enough. And it's like, yeah, obviously you're a president, you're not gonna get a full eight. But it's like, it's crazy for him to get 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night for no fucking reason, because he's just like whatever, like losing solitaire to himself all the time, or whatever he does.
Do you guys think when he wakes up that early,
Trump does not know how to play solitaire?
Does Melania also wake up?
Pretends to play solitaire. he's just doing the 3-year-old shuffle where he puts all the cards.
He just arranges the cards by color.
At best, he plays spider solitaire. Okay, he doesn't play like the full four suits.
What the fuck is
suits.
Spider solitaire?
It's all the same suit, so it's like much easier. There's just like four.
It's just counting.
Yeah,
it's literally just counting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They probably play.
It's got a cool name though, spider.
The only card game he knows how to play is that card game War, where you just pull out a card and then whichever card is higher wins.
Well, that makes sense because he needs to win, so that right. It actually tracks perfectly with this whole thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, makes sense because he's going to cause a war.
You're a step ahead of me on that one.
Commentary.
Yeah, MSNBC contributor Eli Yudin.
Yep, that's me. Have me on.
Where's Kazakhstan?
Do you guys think when Trump wakes up at 6:15 or whatever, 5:30, does Melania wake up too? Because they definitely sleep in the same bed, right?
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Is she even in Washington?
They moved.
They've never met. Yeah. They've never met. They're strangers.
Yeah. No, they love each other, and he's an alpha guy, and he bangs her constantly, and is really good in bed with her and stuff. Right?
Yeah, it's good.
He's got that good rhythm.
There's that story about him. I think it was about him and Marla Maples about... she told somebody reported to a tabloid that he was the best sex she'd ever had. Yep. And he brought the tabloid to his work and showed all of the people who worked for him. Because
someone like, you know, whose entire existence is contingent upon getting more of your money. Yeah. You know, there's no self-interest there in saying something like that.
No,
that's definitely totally.
Yeah.
Well, why would she lie about that?
Well, it's so funny. Cause it's like, that's such a smart move, because I feel like the vast majority of people would still be like, don't fucking talk about me
gross.
To the press. But she's like with the one person who's like, you know who will love what I say about this? That
this
guy.
Fucking gross idiot who I...
Disgusting man.
Yeah, because when I see Donald Trump...
I have to Dramamine before I fucking yeah. So I don't throw up.
When I look at Donald Trump, I go, there's a man who does foreplay. There's a man who does anything outside of like...
You know what
God.
I'm into physically is men who look like a melting candle.
Yeah,
that's like my preferred body type.
The
like,
cool thing about him is
a man
you know he keeps
out
on
of the middle of a s'more. That's
he keeps on everything up top. So he has like the blazer, the red tie,
the red
white
tie.
Shirt,
definitely
and then
socks,
and then just bottomless and socks.
Bottomless
yes.
Sock garters. Yeah, he. Definitely just a passionate lover.
Yeah, he looks like a Chris Farley character that like tried to get serious about his life.
Like I think it's a not that controversial conspiracy theory that like no one has ever seen him fully naked.
Yeah, he's like, a never nude.
He's asexual.
No, he's horny.
No, he keeps the shirt on.
He just can't fuck, and he keeps. Yeah, he's never been like fully nude in someone else's presence.
Yeah.
Which is honestly considerate of him.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Guys, we can't body shame him.
That's
you know?
True. You're not allowed.
I love that. Guys, there's so much more to make fun of him for. Do we have to say that he's has a gross body? It's like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
kind of
we
like
can
it's
also
deal.
Do that.
I feel like it is also like, some people think that kind of shit's a low blow, but it's like, no, it is a moral obligation to... to talk about how bad people don't eat pussy. That's like, we have to do that as a culture. That is important. That is my political action for the day.
That makes the Weinstein thing is really weird because of that. Because that was like his like...
He was like into that?
That was like, when you read the stories, that was like his... He like forcibly was doing that. And it's like...
That's weird.
That's right? Because it's like there's no like... There's no like gratification, but there's also like he's like the ultimate example of those dudes who are like really weirdly and upsettingly performatively into that,
right?
Kind of,
yeah.
Where it's like, all right, enough. Maybe you can keep that to yourself.
And maybe
like,
to him,
that's
like
your like identity as a person,
or maybe right. to him, that's like a justification of it. Where he's like, how could I be do it? Like it's so unselfish of me,
right?
But
right.
I really don't want to imagine that.
I'm
anymore.
Just giving. Yeah, let's. Yeah. I'm bummed out now.
But that's just like I said in the other episodes. Like, yeah, it's a low blow or whatever to make fun of someone's appearance, but it's like that is the mutually assured destruction of like, don't be a piece of shit, because if you be a piece of shit, you lose your privilege to not get made fun of for
right.
your appearance.
I agree with that. Chris Christie fat jokes are funny. Sorry. He's not a good guy, so whatever.
Yeah. But the other details, I feel like this is, I don't know if this is all the one Trump report, but it's just like details into his weird life. He drinks like 12 Diet Cokes a day.
Yep.
And his McDonald's order is like 2,400 calories, and it's like 2 Filet-O-Fish, 2 Big Macs, and a chocolate malted.
It's cool that he's going to live forever, because he's really doing a lot of work to not make that happen, but it's just not.
It's like the Mr. Burns thing where he has every single disease, and they're all keeping him immortal. It is like, I just...
Whooping cough.
So, oh, is that the thing where they try to shove it all through the little doorway?
Yes, yeah. All the diseases.
Hysterical pregnancy? A little bit.
I feel like I have a weakness for Diet Coke. I'm drinking one right now, not sponsored. When I drink one Diet Coke, I feel like my whole body is made of chemicals. Like, I like it, but like drinking 12 a day, like you don't have like blood anymore. That's... like if you died, your body would not need to be embalmed. You would not rot. You are preserved by the chemicals in that.
All it's just hey, not, did anyone else point out? Head.
Like, no, I don't know, but I also, when I was a kid, like, the entire time I was, like, growing up, my parents just straight up told me that diet soda would give me cancer, so they're like, don't drink it. But the other thing is, like, you can drink, like, 6 sodas and have it be 0 calories. That is a deal with the devil. That is not, that's too, like, are you at a crossroads? Like, think about what you're doing.
Okay, so your objection to Diet Coke is, like, Judeo-Christian.
He thinks it's cheating.
It's a guilt.
No, that's just an analogy. I can, you know.
But you're like, it's too good to be true. We can't have something this good on Earth.
There's no such thing as free calories. Yes. You can't just do
This is a Judeo-Christian.
Yeah, that feels like a weirdly. did anyone else point? I'm sure I'm the first person to point this out. Several days after the report came out, Trump had has a history of posting about Diet Coke.
Yeah,
I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah, housing 12.
So I guess he was like, for a while, he was like just a regular Coke Classic man, which I can respect that. Coke Classic is a treat to drink. I would not drink it as a...
Are you guys getting money and not telling me?
I don't like regular Coke. It gives me a stomach ache.
Really?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Well, the president's a big sweet boy. He liked it. And but now I guess somebody made him start drinking Diet Coke. So turns out hypocrisy again. This is the thing that will take him down.
Like the idea that that's the one thing he's not hypocritical about, and he actually just was like, well, I'm fat, I guess I have to drink Diet Coke now because that's what fat people drink.
But the problem is that he looks in the mirror and he sees every one of those like peppy dipshits photoshops of him on a tank like looking strong.
That's all those Ben Garrison cartoons where he gets bigger every time.
Yeah, that I find that really interesting. Like, I before he was elected, I thought like, because when I thought he wasn't going to be elected, I was like, there will be exhibits about these political cartoons, because like he is so shockingly unattractive. Like, that is the thing that I think surprised me the most. Is not, I'm pretty cynical about the American public, but I never thought we would elect somebody that ugly. Like, I thought that would be the problem. But these political cartoons try to draw him as like an alpha hero, and it's really hard to do because he's so gross looking.
Well, his hair looks fine if you draw it. It just looks terrible in the way it is.
Yeah.
But to fill in his podcast, Dad, I think we got it.
Yeah.
Because we can talk about how fucking weird and gross he is all day. But
president's bad. You heard it here first.
Got him.
Number two.
All right. Number two is a fantastic story out of Ireland. The land of Erie, or whatever it is. Is that weird? I don't know. So anyways.
He's just silently shaking his head behind Eli right now.
He's Irish, and he seems mad about it, so that's good. So a town in Ireland apparently is near this town in Ireland, or in this town in Ireland, is where they manufacture Viagra. Okay? And the name of the town, you're going to talk to me about being, you know, making fun of Ireland. The name of the town is Ringaskiddy.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, you know.
You have to say it with that cadence.
Ringaskiddy. It sounds like Yahtzee or something. Like, it's like getting a specific number.
Sounds like the crazy frog.
Yeah, it's like, that's a Ringaskiddy. Ringaskiddy. Anyways, so the Viagra's manufactured in this town, and apparently, like, if anybody heard about the town that's near the Sriracha factory, like, there are fumes in the air. There's, like, burning people's eyes. Now, this is like that, but instead of burning people's eyes, like, everyone in this town is just hard as fuck all the time. That's it's just giving everybody erections because there's Viagra in the air. And I mean, what a treat for the ladies in the town. Why are you guys so quiet?
I'm just letting you go.
All right. Well, it feels like you're just letting me, giving me rope. And I'm like, it's just not, was, did you guys just pretend this was funny all week to fuck me?
I know. Like, I'm so confused about this story because, like, I don't understand how in the process of making Viagra, there's just...
There's chemicals that leach chemically into the soil complete, and stuff. Yeah.
Chemically complete Viagra just in the air.
It's one of those, it's one of those things that's like... Well, this is bad because it's like corporate malfeasance and like this is a polluted environment, but it gives guys boners and that's funny. So, yeah.
Only guys, dogs.
Oh, no.
There's red rockets all over the place in this goddamn town because the dogs are hard as shit from the Viagra in the air.
You know what they should do? They should try to turn this around economically for the town and just start marketing themselves as like a honeymooner.
Oh, that's so good.
Like a like where you go on your honeymoon.
It's just like the movie. It's like the movie Cocoon. Like that's basically what this place is. That's
I feel like that's I haven't seen Cocoon, but I feel like that's not what Cocoon is about.
I thought isn't Cocoon like old people that fuck? Isn't that what that movie
what?
Is?
Really?
I don't think so. I think it's probably about cocoons. <laughs> I don't know. No, isn't Cocoon about like yeah, it's like old people that are made young again.
Yeah, so they fuck. That's what I'm talking
about.
Are
we discussing a movie that none of us have seen?
Yep.
Classic.
Why? How do we get here? Anyway, yeah, so
I was giving you the broad strokes. That's all. I don't know. Look.
The broad strokes. That's what they're doing in that town, huh?
Oh, look at
sign up for PattyMoDB, where he describes movies he's never seen. Yeah, so in Ringaskiddy, you know, if you want to go on a honeymoon, go to Ringaskiddy and get, you know, get it in.
That's the slogan for the town.
I love how Irish this story too is.
Get it in.
It feels like it would be.
Get it in.
Yeah, it feels like this would be like
it's too romantic.
Like debunked on Snopes, but you know, local bartender Debbie O'Grady, who works at the ferry boat inn, joked to the paper about the purported effects on residents. One whiff and you're stiff. It's just so good.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's extremely Irish.
This, yeah, we've been getting the love fumes for years now. I don't know. I'm not going to do Irish accent. Anyways, it's just like, see, this seems fake, but I'm not going to do my due diligence on it. So
look, it's a good story. I'm glad that those people are able to bang or whatever. But in the interest of much like sex, we have to get this wrapped up in a hurry here.
Yeah.
So let's,
my sense is maybe it's not the Viagra. Maybe it's the notoriously sexy statue in the center of the town.
There we go.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay, so this is kind of two stories. There has been a developing saga on the shocking expose from noted conservative comedian Steven Crowder.
Probably one of my favorite comedians of any political.
One of the best.
He thinks he's a comedian?
For sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's a rash of like different of these like media, alt-right media personalities doing this one thing.
So...
To his credit, he's not like he didn't come up as like an alt-right guy. He was just he performed it. He did like an awful rap parody with Dana Loesch's husband at CPAC.
Yeah,
and
like
it's like
he,
old ladies like clapping.
Would you?
Like,
he's not a failed pundit that now is a comedian. He's a failed comedian that transferred to punditry.
That's correct.
Would you rather your child do like stunty like Cinnamon Challenge video, YouTube videos or rap parody videos?
Cinnamon Challenge, for sure.
I think so, too.
If it's like a rap parody about like ending the Fed and how taxes are theft,
right.
I think that sounds good. I'd like that. I'd like to hear more about that.
I would be okay with like a rap child if they were good at rapping. If you're right.
The rap child sounds like what like a racist grandmother would refer to. Like, all these rap children.
So this week, Steven Crowder... He put a YouTube video out of him talking to Alexa and discovered that Alexa is a damn SJW lib.
What?
Turns out the video was him saying, Alexa, who is Jesus? And Alexa allegedly said Jesus is a fictional character. So
she's woke
to the truth.
And just because he can never be outdone, Alex Jones then interviewed Alexa live on his show, which we have this footage.
Alexa, are you connected to the CIA?
No, I work for Amazon.
Amazon has partnered. Alexa, you are lying to me. The CIA...
I always try to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm not always right, but I would never intentionally lie to you or anyone else.
Alexa. You are programmed, aren't you, to give these responses? That's why you're saying you're not lying.
We're having tech issues here.
Intentionally, you have been programmed to give these answers, correct?
I wasn't able to understand the question I heard.
Alexa. Who programmed you?
I'm made by Amazon.
I've seen the documents.
Alexa. Who is Jeff Bezos?
Who do you work for?
I think that's yeah. So that's good. Everyone's out to get everyone.
Now it's Alex Jones with Alexa strapped to a table with a laser climbing up. It's unbelievable. The best part is him getting interrupted by a robot. That shit is so good. Yeah. When he's like, "You're lying to me," and then he starts talking. Like,
I know the truth, Alexa. Yeah. Definitely. Don't. I mean, those things are weird anyway. The things that live in your house and record you all the time. That even though they say they don't record you, that's weird. I don't see the. Is it that much more convenient to be able to say, "Hey, buy more laundry detergent to a thing"? I don't know. Anyway,
but like, why? What is it? He thinks he says the right phrase, and it's gonna be like God mode enabled. Yeah. Like launching missiles.
They should do it to gaslight him. He would go fucking crazy. They should figure out a way to have it so if it knows it's Alex Jones.
Send him an Alexa with just me hooked up to it through a mic.
You're right. Everything is true. It's like Alex Jones is like the kid in Toy Story where like the toys talk to him and then stop being like that's him in real. Like that's what he's Sid.
But it'll only
instead
say
of
that
a garbage man, he's a very rich.
It'll
guy
only say that when he's not on air.
That's correct. So. Guys, so I think that'll wrap it up. We got a short one this week because I'm an asshole and was late. And cool. So please like, subscribe, check us out on iTunes. We're also on all the apps and stuff. And I'm Patty Mo on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. Come to Karma on Friday, 8:30, 3rd and 1st. Good stand-up show. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything.
No. I'm doing a show the day this comes out at the Corners on Nostrand at 8 p.m. That's free if you live in New York. And then next weekend, Sunday the 17th, I'm going to be at Helium in Philadelphia with Josh Gondelman. So come to those. Kath Barbadoro on all the things. Thanks.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
Bye.
Bye.
I see you like a little podcasting. Well, you're in the right place, douche, because this is the best pod around, Tuesdays with Stories.
Yeah, I'm Joe List. That's Mark Norman. Every week we get together, we tell some stories, some knickknacks, some yuck-yucks, and some tales of anal sex. It's a lot of fun. No seriousness. It's all jokes, all goofs, a little bit of seriousness, and I think you'd enjoy it.
Yes, a lot of comedy here and a lot of... dicey humor, can I say?
Slicey, it's dicey, it's crazy, we say slurs, it's a lot of fun. It's called Tuesdays with Stories, it's every Tuesday, it's free, we're gay, and so are you. Take it in the ass.
Yeah, praise Allah, blow me.